Good morning, Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Grant Kruger, on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. It is a wonderful day here in Tucson, just over 60 degrees, looking like sunshine and beautiful blue skies. These are some of those Chamber of Commerce days that we have here in the 520. It's when we sell all that real estate. It's when we have all the events. It's when everything is rocking in Tucson. The restaurants are popping. The hotels are booked up. We have just finished up Gem Show. It is rodeo week going on right over there. One of Tucson's greatest exoduses, I think, as many families head off to such places such as Disneyland to take advantage of the fact that only the 520 has those couple days off over there. And on top of it, the mood is good. If you had a chance to see the University of Arizona play Arizona State on Saturday, we won 105-60. Absolutely the greatest victory against ASU basketball in the university's history. And the town is on fire. Emotions have been high. I can't tell you how good this is for local commerce. As a restaurateur, I happen to own a Union Public House, Reforma Modern Mexican, Proof Artisanal Pizza, and the Maverick. And I can't tell you how good it is when a home team wins like that. When something local happens that great, that energy and fever transcends into the local economy. We happen to probably do an extra $5,000 to $10,000 in sales when the home team wins. Kind of crazy, right? But when the home team loses, it is like a giant sound of check, please, and this suction sound of the entire dining room just absolutely emptying out, right? But when the home team wins, everybody sticks around and celebrates and has a great, great time. And so ultimately, it's really important for Tucson to have a winner. If you saw the news on Monday, Tommy Lloyd happened to sign a 5-year contract extension, right, for an awful lot of money. And it's a great thing because those 5 years of success in basketball may pay dividends in the millions in Tucson local economy. And now this 5-year deal and the 5-year deal with our athletic director drew a lot of media attention. But there's another 5-year deal that was signed in the last few months over here that I think is almost equally as important to Tucson's economy and Tucson sports. And that's something I haven't heard the local media pick up on a lot. And that's a 5-year deal with the Colo Guard Classic, the Tucson Conquistadors, and the Westin La Paloma to bring our golf tournament back to a bit more of a midtown location here in Tucson. Those of you who have had the opportunity to experience our golf tournament, perhaps before in some of its previous locations at the Omni, recognize that some of the challenges of the event were how far it was on the northwest side. Not taking anything away from the northwest side, but if you live central or the east side, that could have been quite a hike, right? This tournament has been going on in some capacity since 1945 at El Rio Golf Course, actually, was, believe it or not, where the first 20-some odd Tucson Opens happened to occur. And some amazing events in golf's history have happened at our tournaments here in Tucson. To begin with, in 1945, Babe Zacharias became the first woman to ever make the cut on a PGA tournament tour here in Tucson in El Rio Golf Course, right? And in 1952, Joe Louis, the Brown Bomber, right, who hails from my Detroit, Michigan, happened to be the first African-American to make the cut on a PGA Tour on February 1st, 1952, also at El Rio Golf Course. And so there's been some amazing events in golf's history here in the 520, and this tournament means an awful lot to all of us here. And so I think that for today, it would really behoove us to have a little talk about what's coming up in this golf tournament here in the 520. It's something that has changed names and changed hands a few different times, right? Starting in 1966, the Conquistadors stepped in to take this fledgling golf tournament and turn it into something of a national event, right? Like Essentially, this golf tournament has had multiple different names and multiple different venues. You perhaps remember it at the Omni, but they've even played this at Randolph before. It's even been in its history at the 49er Country Club, believe it or not, as well, too, just for a couple of years. And now it's going to have the opportunity to be in La Paloma. And I'm incredibly psyched for this, not just because our restaurants happen to be located at River and Campbell, but because this centricity of the event is going to be amazing for Tucson's local economy when it starts to spread out and spread its wings into the local restaurants, bars, and hotels. It's going to have an outsized impact. And I'm going to ask all of you out there, listeners on 1030, to participate in this one and to come check this out. It's not just a golf tournament. They have put together a concert as well, too, on Friday, March 8th. That concert is going to be at the historic Rito Downs, a property that's been in the news, of course, recently based on some of the successes and not successes in being able to launch horse racing. But they've got an amazing lineup. We've got Drew Cooper playing. There's Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, and followed up by hometown favorite Midland, right? Mark Weistrack, the lead singer of Midland's family. He's got a huge restaurant history as well, too. The Steakout in Sonoyta, if you haven't had a chance to visit that, a very historic, amazing restaurant in southern Arizona. Great opportunity to visit some amazing wineries and check out and have an amazing steak dinner. The Weistrack family have contributed substantially to the hospitality industry in Arizona, and we are going to be blessed to have a concert with them right in Midtown, right? Midland has played before in Tucson, and generally, they're big enough that they're playing the casino. And not knocking the casino over here, but that's deep. That's far. West Side, this is First and River. And so it's going to be an amazing opportunity to come see a great show under the stars in the 520. And that's going to be Friday, March 8th, right? The golf tournament itself runs from March 3rd to March 10th in the event. It's a 54-hole stroke play tournament. There's going to be 78 PGA Tour champion players. Last year, David Toms won, went 15 under. The purse was $2.2 million. And again, that impact is going to be substantially outsized beyond that. And I'd love to see all of your smiling faces out there at the golf tournament. I myself am going to be there as well, too. But not as a participant in years past, hacking up the pro-ams and having an adult beverage or two. I'm actually volunteering with the Conquistadors over there. So 2 weeks from today, I will not be able to join you on this show because I am going to be parking cars and building scaffolding structure and cleaning out public restrooms for you. You might ask, why would somebody of my stature do this? Why would you go out there and put that much time into something? And I'm telling you, it's because it's that important locally. And I would love to see others get out there and participate as well, too. When we come back after the break, I'm going to bring in a Tucson local native who has been helping run this golf tournament, that's in charge of it in its entirety. That's going to be Mr. Jeff Hill. And we're going to talk about everything new coming up for 2024 with both the Tucson Conquistadors, the Colo Guard Classic by Exact Sciences, and this concert on Friday, March 8th at the Rito Downs. You are listening to Grant Kruger on Jump in Tucson. This is 1030 AM The Voice, your home for local news and talk. Welcome back, Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Grant Kruger. We are talking all things the Colo Guard Classic right now, one of the most important sporting events in the 520, and I am lucky enough to have Mr. Jeff Hill joining us right now, a Rincon High School graduate, University of Arizona graduate. He come to us most recently from Austin, Texas, where he helped run he was the Vice President of Operations for Circuit of the Americas for Formula One, 8 years and helping with the PGA Tour and in Atlanta and the WGC Dell Technologies Match Play in Austin. Mr. Jeff Hill, welcome.
Good morning, Grant. Thanks for having me. We're super excited to be on this morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Really excited to have you here, too. This is an amazing, amazing event here in Tucson. Why don't you tell us how long you've been the executive director here for the tournament?
Yeah, we're going on 2 years here in Tucson. It's good to be back in my hometown. It's kind of come full circle from working at Circuit of the Americas and the PGA Tour, but I've been in the special events world for quite some time. So we're really excited to be back and really excited to be hosting this event at a new venue.
No, this is going to be fantastic. So tell us a little bit about this new venue over here. This is a kind of a brave new world to do this tournament at La Paloma Golf Course.
Yeah, we've hosted our tournament Omni Tucson National 39 times, and our contract was up this year, and we looked at several different properties around Tucson, and we dialed in on La Paloma. As you mentioned earlier, it's central to the Tucson community, and I think we're going to get a lot more attraction from both the east side, the south side, and also the west side. So really excited to be a little bit more geographically located central, and excited to have everyone out.
How do you think that's going to affect the fan experience there at La Paloma as well, too?
Yeah, it's a unique property. They have 27 holes of golf there. We uniquely rerouted the golf course, so we're using all three of their nines there. We've made it conducive to where the last five finishing holes are within a par four of the clubhouse. So when you enter right there on the property, you don't have to walk very far. There's a lot of food and beverage involved. Our hospitality is built out in grandstands around these greens. And so I think it's going to be a lot easier of an experience than people are anticipating. But with that reroute, it'll be very special for not only the competition side of it, but also for the fan.
Tell us about the hospitality experience. We sort of infamously saw in the news over the last couple of weeks, the hospitality experience, as you'll call it, from the Waste Management Open in Phoenix, where people were cascading down from three stories from the 16th hole and streakers and those sort of things. I'm hoping that we'll be a little more hospitable and behaved here in Tucson. What do you say about that?
Yeah, we're apples and oranges different to them. They put on a good show, but here in Tucson with the Champions Tour, we get a little bit we're a little bit more calm of an event. We're tame. We get a lot of exciting people from the legends of the game that come out and they entertain us. I mean, some of the names like Tom Lehman and Colin Montgomery and Padraig Harrington are out there. We're not getting 250,000 fans a day, but hopefully we'll get up to about 10,000 fans a day, and it'll be a good experience where you can get right up against the rope lines and watch some of the best players in the world play golf.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an amazing opportunity to see such titans of golf play here in Tucson in an area that really has had some amazing historic tournaments. I think Phil Mickelson had his first amateur win here in 1991 as well, too, in Tucson. There's just so much great history in this tournament.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. And just 2 years from now, 2026, you know, the big T word's available. So Tiger Woods could potentially play in our tournament here in just 2 years, which I know will be a huge attraction to this community. He's been here before. He loves Arizona. I think he had a house here at one point. So I know he also partakes at a lot of our restaurants. I think he's been to Union and Sullivan's and others alike, Fleming's. So we're excited to see some of these big names come up in our tournament.
Yeah, there's no question the Champion Tour would benefit from a Tiger Woods appearance, as just about probably any event at all would benefit from a Tiger Woods appearance. But I think that would be great. And that's just a couple years away because, again, the age limitation on the Champion Tour is 50 years, correct?
Correct, yes.
So tell me about the role of the Tucson Conquistadors with this tournament as well, too. How do those tie in together?
Yeah, you know, it's really unique. Growing up in Tucson, I was able to participate in some of the programs that they fund, too. The Tucson Conquistadors are made up of 250 businessmen in our community who are local leaders, and all they strive to do with this golf tournament and annually is give back to our community. We have over 200-300 plus beneficiaries each year where we're given hundreds of thousands of dollars back. So it helps local sports or youth sports in Southern Arizona. We give back to the First Tee, the YMCA, your Little Leagues, and all of that information can be found at TucsonConquistadors.com where you can go and you can fill out an application. If you need funding for sports jerseys, travel, helping build a gymnasium, that's what the Conquistadors do. That's why they volunteer their time, and that's what all the proceeds go from this tournament, and we're really excited to give back to the community.
No, that's an amazing opportunity. I think that there's a real disconnect sometimes with how much the Conquistadors give back and the perception of that organization over here. Beyond the First Tee, like, what are some other things that the Conquistadors give to?
Yeah, one of the recent ones, which I thought was very impactful, was giving to Banner Medical Center. We wrote a $30,000 check to Banner Medical Center, and that allowed for some of these children to pay for their physicals. Some kids that are in high school and middle school that are just trying to get on their sports team but can't afford a $75 physical. So we've given thousands of kids the opportunity to just get in the doctor's office to get a physical so they can sign up for their sports team. And I think that was incredibly impactful. And I know that's directly correlated with the University of Arizona, which is another great partner of ours at both the golf tournament and the concert.
You're listening to Grant Kruger and Jeff Hill, executive director for the Tucson Conquistadors and the Colo Guard Classic by Exact Sciences Golf Tournament. That's coming up in just a couple of weeks here in Tucson, Arizona. This is Jump in Tucson, a local show that talks about issues that affect us here in the 520. Yesterday, you had the opportunity to listen to General Ted Maxwell. He brought on Nikki Lee, our councilwoman for Ward 4. Tomorrow, we've got Tom Moulton coming up from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. On Friday, you've got the venerable Dr. Ed Ackerley bringing all kinds of local news from the University of Arizona and beyond. And today, Grant Kruger, Jeff Hill, executive director. Thanks again for being here, Jeff. The Conquistadors have been around in some capacity since 1962. The late, great Roy Drachman actually started the organization with a meeting at the El Conquistador Hotel that was on Broadway back in the day, no longer in operation, of course, but that's where Elkhorn Mall gets its name from, and of course where Drachman Avenue as well, too, gets its name from as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We actually have some bloodline of our founding father in our organization with Phil Drachman, the youngest, and Boy Drachman that sits on our Tucson Conquistadors Foundation board. But they got together a while back in 1962, and they said, how can we give back to this community? There's so many efforts to try to help youth sports in Southern Arizona, and they wanted to showcase that. And so by having a lot of different partners come into this to host a PGA Tour professional event on many different scales has helped our community immensely. So we're one of the only professional sports in Tucson. And so that's hard to compete with when you have to go up to Phoenix, right? And they have the NBA and the NHL. Here in Tucson, we have professional golf and we have the rodeo. The University of Arizona is obviously a huge player in our market from an athletic standpoint, but we're one of the only pro sports, and we thrive on that. We want to give back due to that platform.
No, I think being one of the only local pro sports over here carries so much importance for us. It's why the U of A has such an outsized impact. It's why we're such fans, because this is truly one of the few Tucson teams we have. Not taking anything away from the Arizona Cardinals or the Phoenix Coyotes or the Diamondbacks, you know, most of which have had some success at some point there, but ultimately they are Phoenix teams, and this is Tucson. This is one of the few events that we have that truly makes up us, right? And I think that over the last few months, I've tried to bring you some shows that show that importance of Tucson. We've talked about baseball and we've talked about spring training and how we've lost that and how we've lost AAA baseball. And this golf tournament's had to have some ducks and dives and dodges and weaves over here a few times as well, too, with different sponsors, different homes, different events as the face of professional golf has changed. But one thing has remained constant, and that this is a Tucson-based tournament. And hopefully Tucsonans can come out there and support. How do people get tickets for this?
Yeah, you can go to ColorGuardClassic.com. It's a pretty easy process. You just hit our link and you can pay right there on the website. You can also show up day of and buy them right there at the gate. They're pretty cheap. It's $39 for a grounds ticket. We have VIP tickets available that are all-inclusive food and beverage. When you think about going and paying $5,000 for a ticket at Waste Management just to pay for your drinks, you don't have to do that here. You can buy a VIP package of $1,200 and get everything inclusive for all 3 days. So it's a pretty unique atmosphere that we have at a nice price point.
No, this is a fantastic event. I'm super excited for La Paloma. It's an opportunity for many Tucsonans to get to see a really beautiful laid out and private golf course, quite frankly, too, because you just can't always come in and walk in off the street and pick up a tee time at La Paloma, quite frankly.
Yes, yeah, it's very private there. So I think it'll be the first time that a lot of our customers are going to be able to see the property and experience it. I think we've laid it out and we've given a lot of amenities to those folks to where they can have a good time with them and their families.
Yeah, I think so as well, too. It's centrally located. There'll be lots of other bars and restaurants located nearby. Parking is available. How do I get there to park? Because that thousands of people, La Paloma, I can see some logistics being a little dicey there. What kind of solutions do you have for this?
Yeah, we've partnered with the University of Arizona. They've allowed us to utilize some of their lots over off of Campbell and Roger. It's the University of Arizona Agriculture Center. There's plenty of space. Parking is free. We offer free shuttles. We're only about 3 miles from the golf course, so it's not too far of a trek just to get there in front. I know traffic in Tucson can be dicey in the mornings and the afternoons, but we have a nice route and we drop you off right in front of the clubhouse. So you get to walk right in and you enter in the clubhouse right on the back of 18 Green. So you enter from the second you get out of your car, you enter right there in the mix of things. And we're really excited about that easy process.
Well, that sounds really well laid out and a great solution to what I think could be a complicated problem. La Paloma certainly wasn't built to hold tens of thousands of people as a private golf course. And so, you know, finding a solution that works is certainly something I would imagine that would have been a challenge for you guys.
Yeah. We just locked that in just a few weeks ago. I mean, obviously there's a lot that entails on the variables, but we're looking forward to it.
Well, you are listening again to Jeff Hill, Executive Director of the Tucson Conquistadors and Colo Guard Classic, Grant Kruger on Jump in Tucson. This is 10:30 a.m., The Voice, your home for local news and talk. Welcome back and good morning, Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Grant Kruger. We are live with Jeff Hill, Executive Director of the Colo Guard Classic by Exact Sciences, our golf tournament that's coming up in just a couple of weeks here in Tucson, Arizona. Before the break, we had talked about a five-year deal going on, right? Both with La Paloma Golf Courses and with Colo Guard by Exact Sciences. Jeff, can you expound a little bit about the sponsors of this particular very important golf tournament?
Yeah, well, our most important sponsor, which we couldn't host this tournament without, is Exact Sciences, featuring Colo Guard, their product. Their main mission is early detection in the cancer stages for colorectal cancer screening. They bring about 250-plus survivors to showcase their mission, tell their story, and they're trying to get people detected early so they can beat this terrible disease. And so we've backed that as the Tucson Conquistadors Foundation, and we've helped their cause. We want to grow their mission. We want to get people screened. And so anything we can do to help their mission, they provide a lot of dollars to our event that funds the field. It funds a lot of what we do on site, all the amenities. And so we're excited that they're coming back through 2027.
No, they sound like a really great sponsor. How many years have they been doing this tournament now?
Yeah, they've been doing it since 2018. So we've had quite a history with them. And we're looking to renew them after 2027. I hope they can stick in Tucson for quite some time. I know they're quite honestly saving lives every single day. And so I know even some of my family members have taken the test and they've had positive screenings and they went back and a couple snips here and now they're healthy and they don't have to go back to see the doctor for 4 years. So as long as we can detect those things early and help their cause, we're doing the community a favor.
Without a doubt, it's one of the many benefits that this particular golf tournament has for Southern Arizona. Now, historically speaking, over the last number of years, the golf tournament has had a concert, and often on the driving range of the Omni Tucson National before, right? And folks would just sort of stumble on over after perhaps a hospitality tent beverage or hot dog or two and make their way to the concert. But this year, that concert is not going to be on the golf tournament grounds.
Yeah, it's going to be located at Rieto Racetrack, and that's where they race the horses, obviously, but it's a one-off separate ticket. It's a separate ticketed event, and you go in there, and there's a lot of space for parking. Obviously, parking's going to be limited, but it's also free. We welcome people to rideshare, especially if they're having a couple of beverages, but we invested also in bringing Midland to town, right? They're a huge artist. Last year, we had Chase Rice. The previous years, we've had Jake Owen, so we're really excited. They're going to be a huge draw. We've sold a lot of tickets, and we have a few more to sell. So anyone that's interested that wants to come out, we have some VIP packages available too that are all-inclusive food and beverage, and it's going to be a great atmosphere under the stars.
No, we're super excited for that one. We're also selling tickets for that one at The Maverick, our country bar located on the east side of Tucson. For those of you that need a last-minute pickup of a physical paper ticket, we will have those for sale over at The Maverick for folks. And those that haven't experienced a concert before at the Rito, it's a really neat historic venue, right? The birthplace of quarter horse racing in the United States. It's where the photo finish was first invented. Years ago, I had the opportunity to work with fellow conquistador Paige Rep on the Dusk Music Festival at the Rito. In its first 2 years, its iteration was at the Rito. And it's a fantastic midtown venue to do a concert, right? We've all seen shows at the Pima County Fairgrounds or something like this, but these are far. That's deep. That's a long way to go. You might not want to have a light beer and three hot dogs and drive back from the Pima County Fairgrounds, but at the Rito Downs, this could be really, really great. There's Drew Cooper opening up. Drew's fantastic local artist that's played for us many, many times at the Maverick. Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, right? Originally the Refreshments, a Phoenix, you know, an Arizona-based band over here, and then, of course, Mark Weistrack and Midland. We are really excited for that show. That is on Friday, March 8th.
Yeah, we actually added a fourth artist as well. So right after Drew Cooper, we have the Johns. So it's going to feel like an entire country music festival out there. You're going to have about 5 hours of music and a lot of the food and beverage that goes along with it. It's right in the center of the racetrack. So you're going to be, it's going to be awesome weather. We're a week later in March. And so we're really looking forward to that 75 and sunny during the day and a little chilly at night, but it should be really, really nice with all those people around.
Yeah, the second week of March is an absolutely fantastic time to have a golf tournament. I know in our history before, we've done this a few times in mid to late February, which can, of course, be the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde of winter months. I think I remember about 3 inches of snow last year at the Pro-Am.
Yeah, it was pretty cold last year, but we got through it. We actually still hosted our Pro-Am. Every player played. We worked closely with the PGA Tour to come up with a cool format, a little different than usual, but we're going to get out there this year, and knock on wood, we're going to get 80 degrees and sunny. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited for that one. What time does the concert start, Jeff? When do the gates open at the Rito Downs?
Yeah, our gates open at 4 o'clock. You'll hear music going right when you walk in. So I believe that Drew Cooper goes on around 4:30, so he's going to hit it off for us. He's got a huge voice. I know he's a local impact artist that he comes to a lot of our restaurants and bars, and we love bringing him back each year because people thrive on him, and so he's great to have too.
No, Drew's phenomenal. He's played for us at the Maverick. He's played at St. Philip's Plaza at Union Public House. He's got a great booming voice, sort of a Chris Stapleton sound and feel to him. A wonderful, wonderful local artist. How late does this concert go to?
Yeah, it'll go about till 9:30 or 10 o'clock. We stay within the city ordinance, obviously, but we want to make sure everyone gets home safe and gets home early enough. Or if they want to go out and enjoy some more food and beverage at the local bars and restaurants, I'm sure they will too. It should be an awesome event.
No, we are really, really excited for that concert. I think it's a unique element to this golf tournament to have two sort of concurrent events like this going off. What an amazing entertainment value. So if you're not a golfer, if you're not into that and you want to support any of these causes or events, attend this concert. It's a wonderful full afternoon of live country music, basically a country music festival.
Yeah, it's been great. We've had a lot of community help with it as well. I mean, we have Raytheon and Kaiser Garage Doors, University of Arizona, that's a main stage sponsor of ours. So bringing in the community and a bunch of different demographics, it's going to be really, really cool just to get the Tucson people together, just to listen to music, eat some good food, and have a few drinks and get home safe. It's going to be awesome.
What do concert tickets cost for that event?
Yeah, they start at $55 and they go up. We have VIP packages for $150. I mean, you think about it. If you went up to a different event at Waste Management, you'll spend $150 on booze, right? So here you can spend $150 and all your food and drink is included. And there's some higher end VIP packages that are available too. I know you can get a cabana for about $8,000, but that's for a bigger corporate group, right? Or if you want to get a group of friends together, if you got a bachelor or bachelor party, it's always a fun atmosphere to do that too.
But more importantly, you can see yours truly, myself, out there working the parking lot, making sure that this event is going to be going off without a hitch as a volunteer for you over there, and hopefully other people could volunteer as well too. Are there opportunities still for people to volunteer, say on the golf course or with the concert in any capacity?
Yeah, we have a lot of opportunities on the golf course. We get about 500 volunteers that come back to us each year, and it's anything from our hole marshals to walking scores. They rub shoulders with the players day in and day out. We host a huge party on Monday night for them. It's only an $80 fee, but it comes with tickets. It comes with a swag pack. It comes with food and beverage. And so not only are you giving back to the community by helping us reduce some of our expenses so we can donate more at the end of this, but you get to have a good time while you're out there and meet a lot of really cool people.
No, that sounds like a great opportunity for those with a little bit of free time that want to help out our community over here. This event is a winner for Tucson. I urge all of you to go out there and participate in some capacity. And to both see the golf tournament, go to the concert, do both, volunteer, give back to your community. These are the events that we need to cherish and hold on to, right? For those of you who lament spring training that may never come back, those that lament losing AAA baseball that might not ever come back, if we don't support events like this, they could become the way of the dodo bird as well too and be gone. This is something that I urge all of you to go out there and actively participate. Buy tickets, a Tucson local event. Again, the Colo Guard Classic by Exact Sciences. This event is on March 3rd through the 10th in its entirety at both the Westin La Paloma Golf Course and Rito Downs.
Absolutely. And we talk a lot about how we get, how do you pay for tickets, right? This year, we have a new initiative. Our title sponsor, Exact Sciences, is giving free tickets away on Saturday. All you have to do is go to the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona and donate one item non-perishable. It could be a can of green beans, a box of macaroni, right, to give back to that community. And you get a free general admission ticket on Saturday to our tournament. So if you don't want to pay $30-$40 for a ticket, you can come in, donate a can of green beans, and come out for free. You can also pick up tickets at the Center of Neurosciences on River and Rao Plastic Surgery as well.
Amazing, Jeff. I think that this is going to be the best event that we've ever had in Tucson here for the golf tournament. Being centrally located at La Paloma, it's going to be close to a lot of people from the east side, from the west side, far more accessible. Again, parking will be available just south of River and Campbell on the Campus Farms area, correct?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we talk about community a lot, and that's our title sponsor's initiative and our initiative, right? So they're running parallel with each other. We want to get the community out there. We want to impact the community. We want to give back to the community. So anything that we can do to support that, we welcome people to come out and support our missions.
Well, we've got one more segment coming back up. You are listening to Jeff Hill, Executive Director of the Tucson Conquistadors, the Colo Guard Classic by Exact Sciences, March 3rd through 10th at the Westin La Paloma. I am Grant Kruger. This is Jump In Tucson, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk. Welcome back, Tucson, Arizona. This is Jump In Tucson. I am your host, Grant Kruger. We are live with Executive Director Jeff Hill of the Tucson Conquistadors and the Colo Guard Classic by Exact Sciences. We are talking all things golf tournament today. I've been to a lot of awesome sporting events before, Jeff, where they've had a cool military component to it, right? At the U of A, we happen to bring out a hero of the game and thank a soldier every game to a thunderous standing ovation, which I always think is a really great moment for it. I remember once going to a Cubs game at Wrigley Field, and right when they were doing the national anthem and Home of the Brave hit, you know, an F-16 flyover happens with five Blue Angels, like right at that moment when they said Home of the Brave. And it was maybe the most patriotic, you know, Team America moment I've almost ever had in my life. Tell me about the military component that we're going to have over here at this tournament. I understand there might even be an A-10 flyover.
Yeah, we're excited. On Friday at 9:30 in the morning, we have an opening ceremony at the golf tournament right over on hole number 15. And we've partnered with Davis Monthan and the University of Arizona to host that opening ceremony. And it's the last time we're probably going to see the A-10s fly, but we'll do a national anthem, we'll honor the colors, and we'll feature all of our participants involved, and the A-10s will come screaming over. It's going to be electric.
That sounds really rad. Jeff, that would be an amazing thing. 9:30 in the morning, you're saying, Friday, an A-10 flyover, perhaps the swan song for a fighter plane that really has helped Tucson's economy probably as much as all these tournaments and sporting events and restaurants combined, quite frankly. And so this is definitely something that we should all come out and support.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of support, we've partnered with Folds of Honor. Folds of Honor is a program where we give back scholarships on behalf of a lot of the military, the fallen soldiers, and some of the first responders. And this year, Nova Home Loans has given us the opportunity to partner with Folds of Honor and donate 14 $5,000 scholarships back direct to the Tucson community. So while we're featuring a lot of our military and their dependents and a lot of their families out on the golf course, it's a free of charge for them to come out and experience the golf tournament and the concert. We're also giving back at the same time. So wherever we can help that military community is huge for us.
Now, that sounds fantastic, Jeff. So we were talking about other things that the Conquistadors give back to over here, right? And one of the things that really struck me was the first tee, right? And joining and participating with the Conquistadors, I had the opportunity to go back to the El Rio golf course, right? Something that's been in the news quite a bit in Tucson. I mean, if you remember the contentious discussions about Grand Canyon University and whether we would play at El Rio golf course in some capacity and bring on a college or not. But I don't think most people really realized the history of El Rio Golf Course, that this was actually the first all-grass course created in the state of Arizona, opening up in 1929. The High Corbett from High Corbett Field actually played the first round of golf ever at the El Rio Golf Course, and it was a private club. not a municipal golf course that we think of now, until 1966, where the most Tony, the most elite, the bourgeois of Tucson played golf. And now the first tee stands over at this golf course. Tell us about the first tee a little bit and what the conquistadors do with that.
Yeah, the first tee is our, essentially, it's our main beneficiary. The first tee in the Tucson conquistadors used to be as one. We still look at each other as one. We donate back to the first tee every single year. It helps a lot of the youth sports through the foundation of golf grow up and learn not only the etiquette golf, but their eight main goals to featuring these kids and getting them out there and putting them in a place where they can succeed in the future. So there's a lot of underprivileged children that go out there in the workplace and they don't know what to do. They don't know where their future comes from. And so this is an opportunity where we can donate back and they can use some of the tools of golf to showcase their future. I know I met Olivia Munoz, who was on the top 100 faces of the tour this past year. She got featured nationally from the PGA Tour's platform, and she's got a scholarship going to the University of Arizona, and she's been one of our marquee supporters, and we featured her last year at the golf tournament. She opened up with a opening ceremony tee shot on the first tee for us, but she's now giving back her own time. She's teaching some of the youngsters, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds, the same path that she took for success. So we're wishing her the best in the future, and the first tee has been nothing but awesome to us, and so we're going to continue to give back to that program to help our youth.
Now, what an amazing turn of events that here was Tucson's toniest country club at one point, and now is actually the birthplace of where, like, underprivileged youth get the opportunity to learn the sport, to learn etiquette. Local youth sports is such an important thing to help keep our kids entertained off the streets and on the right path, learning such, you know, characteristics as teamwork and spirit and drive and dedication. Like, I can't thank you guys enough for sponsoring the first tee. It was really impressive to see how that golf course and those facilities have changed, and their focus is now the youth of Tucson.
Yeah, we're happy to do it every year. It's an easy decision for us to keep supporting that program, knowing that our dollars are going to great things. And so we want to identify a lot of different charities that we can help in the same capacity. So if you're out there and you're looking for dollars and you're doing good for youth sports, we want to know about it. We want to tell your story. We want our story to help you raise the platform to help some of these kids in the industry. I was a beneficiary of one of them in the past. I joined the Ricky Rurick program growing up, and I know the conquistadors had funded me. So now that I'm on the other side of it, I'm able to give back. It's pretty special.
I love the opportunity to give back, right? People that start from the bottom really know and appreciate where they came from. I've told my story a couple times on the restaurant world, having absolutely started at the bottom of the industry, Jeff, as a dishwasher and a busboy, right? And working your way up to the top. And to hear stories of Olivia Munoz and stories like yours really help inspire me to think about ways that we can help other people, bring them up by their bootstraps, and really succeed in life.
Yeah, it's very important. And that's what this golf tournament does. It's what this concert does. All of the proceeds after this are going to go straight back to the community. I get to see it firsthand. I love when someone walks in the door and gets to pick up that paycheck from us to help their youth sports teams, just whether it's pay their initiation fees or help them put shin guards on their feet, right? So we're excited to continue to do it, but we want everyone to come out and support us so we can give back to the community. It's all for a good cause. Even a simple grounds ticket that you purchase, some of those dollars go directly back to our community.
Awesome, Jeff. So again, the Colo Guard Classic is going to be the golf tournament itself. The 3 days are March 8th, 9th, and 10th, right? The Champions League Tour is a 54-hole tournament with a $2.2 million purse. There's a concert as well, too. You've got Drew Cooper, you've got the Johns, you've got Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, followed up by country star Midland, wrapping that one up on March 8th at the Rito Downs. Those concert tickets cost, Jeff?
$55.
$55. That sounds like a bargain for four amazing acts over here. I know that you could spend that much just seeing Roger Klein at Circus Mexicus down in Puerto Peñasco at some time. And so to get them here in your hometown in Tucson, Arizona, in your backyard at First and River, the Rito Downs over here, a historic, beautiful facility, live country music under the stars, and three amazing days of golf in Tucson. Give us a plug for the websites right now, Jeff, of where people can get tickets and participate.
Yeah, for the golf tournament, you go to ColoGuardClassic.com. You'll find a tickets and hospitality tab on that. And then if you go to ROCQFest.com, that's where we find our concert tickets.
Fantastic, Jeff. You've been listening to Jeff Hill, executive director of the Conquistadors, the Colo Guard Classic by Exact Sciences Golf Tournament. Hopefully today you've learned a little bit about the history of golf in Tucson. We've talked a bit about professional sports that are Tucson-centric and what we can do to keep and cherish those events. We can show how this tournament's come full circle from an elitist country club into a municipal golf course that now helps out the underprivileged youth. A golf history where the first women to ever make the cut, and in fact, the first women to ever play in a PGA tournament, and no one else ever did that again until Annika Storenstam, U of A graduate, played at the Colonial in 2003 as well, too. So a lot of history has been made here in golf and the 520, Jeff, and hopefully our listeners can come out and make their own history and their own memories and have a great time. Go out and buy tickets, purchase some sponsorship packages, show up to the Colo Guard Classic or to the concert on March 8th, or do both. I hope to see your beautiful faces out there and participate in what hopefully will be the marquee event for Tucson. This will be our cleaner, better, nicer version of the Waste Management Open, located here in the 520 on the beautiful grounds of the Westin La Paloma Golf Course. You have been listening to Jump in Tucson. Don't hang up. Tomorrow we've got Tom Moulton from the Southern Arizona Attraction Alliances. Friday you've got Dr. Ed Ackerley. It's been an amazing hour with you this morning, Tucson. I am your host, Grant Kruger. This is Jump in Tucson on 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk.